Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Now, John chapter 12 and then verse 30, Jesus answered and said,
"This voice
did not come because of me, but for your sake.
Now is the
judgment of this world.
Now, can we all say
now? So at the time Jesus Christ was talking, he was saying that the judgment of this world was now, then. Let's finish it. Now the ruler of this world shall be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all to myself. It didn't say human beings anyway. If you look into your Bible, you see that the word men or peoples is in italics. It's not part of it. So what Jesus Christ said was that if I'm lifted up, I'm going to draw all to myself. Peoples were put there by those who were interpreting the word of God according to their knowledge. Because Jesus was speaking about something, if you do a little technical understanding of English language, you will see that Jesus was talking about something. In verse 31, he was talking about the judgments of this world. The word end is just a conjunction. A conjunction is a word that joins two things so that the idea from the first one flows into the second one.
Conjunction is kasebia yede to asemu enna enye sadia koma koma.
So he's talking about the, oh, thank God for Jesus. He's talking about the judgments of this world. He said, now is the judgment of this world. And then he said, now the prince of this world is going to be cast out. In other words, rulership is going to change. The rule of God is coming. And it's coming now. And then he joins it with an end and he says, and I, if I am lifted up, I will draw all to myself. What is he going to draw to himself? He's going to draw the judgments of this world. Every judgment of human beings from Adam to the last person who was going to be born because of their sins and the judgment for the sins. Jesus says that now when I am lifted up on the cross, I'm going to bear all their sins. And I'm going to bear all the judgment, all the punishment for their sins. I'll bear them all. I'll draw them all to myself.
Hallelujah. Nana Yesu kase say punishment.
What has Jesus done for us? Taking our judgment. God punished him for us. But God will not punish you. He took your sins so that you can be righteous. He did not sin, but that sin was on him. You may not have done any righteous thing, but all his righteousness has been credited to you. He has taken away your judgment. Look at the book of Zephaniah. Because we want to see what all this means for us. Zephaniah 3, verse 14.
Zafania Timian Sachichemuduna.
Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel.
Zion Baba Dia Husia, O Israel.
Be glad and rejoice with all your heart.
Mawanin Jewa wakume munina.
O daughter of Jerusalem.
Oh Jerusalem Baba.
The Bible says that we should rejoice. We should be glad. We should sing. Why? Because verse 15, the Lord has taken away your judgment.
Hallelujah.
When did he take away the judgment? On the cross. He has cast out your enemy. When did he cast him out?
On
the cross. The king of Israel.
Now,
after he has cast out the prince, the ruler of this world, he says that the king of
Israel,
Jesus the Lord, is in your midst. And I love the effect. Because he says that because of what he has done, you shall see disaster no more.
Hallelujah. Wase wo atiti biom.
You didn't understand what I just read.
Receive it.
He says that he has taken your judgment. He says he has cast your enemy. And now he has come as the king. In your heart, in your life. And because of all this, you shall see evil. No,
hallelujah, I receive it. I see what you would bunny beam.
Ladies and gentlemen, and if we should imbibe look at the work of Jesus and put it into our lives and put it into our ministries and put it into our message, ladies and gentlemen, then we will see evil no more.
Hallelujah.
We are not supposed to see disaster.
Say abeje ni Kristo be ye ye na tum say abeka ni Kristo be ye ye no ho asam say abeje wanu husie ato ho nwom de a ene babu mayati ase se ene na ye rihu ohaw ni atiti biom.
Pastor, it's too good to be true. Yes, but
so
that is the truth.
Okay, there that do do e da bro.
Hallelujah.
No.
That is a prayer of my life.
Now when I'm in pipe boy then
that is a prayer we have to pray into our lives.
Where your pipe was a bogu ya bra.
That is a prayer we have to pray into our ministries.
Where your pipe was a bogu ya yenyam ya juma ya yen.
That we are going to rejoice in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Say ye bedida wonyamim.
And again I say rejoice.
Na bio me sima wenin.
Because he has taken all your sins.
Esa sawa fawo fom sonya.
He has taken the judgment for your sins.
Temwa wa wo bone no sono so wa.
He has cast out your enemy. He is now the king and the Lord of your life. Because of that, you will see disaster no more.
I receive it. Nessa Christo, you raw our brabo munity. Will you war how the biara de bio our brabo?
I say about your life.
Now because where you go a brabo
that you will see disaster no more.
I receive it. I receive it.
We have to glorify what Jesus did. We have to believe to see what Jesus did. Because we will not see evil anymore. Even including death. We will see disaster no more. Your family will not see any disaster anymore.
I receive it.
Because sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Jesus has taken it all.
Oh, yes, we are funny now.
So that we only have love coming to us. So when God looks at you, He cannot help it but to rejoice over you. Look at the scripture, verse 16, downwards.
He
says the Lord your God in the midst of you
is mighty,
and He will save. He says that He will quiet you with His love. He says that He will joy over you with singing.
Can you imagine God just looks at you right now? And he doesn't frown. He doesn't do like. Yeah, God doesn't do that. He looks at you. And in his grace and in his love.
Now we're not domining the domino.
Because he sees you like Jesus. The Bible says that he will dance and rejoice over you with singing. That you are my beloved. I love you. You are so beautiful. And the blood of Jesus has cleansed you. God sings over you. Hebrews chapter 2. Jesus says that I am going to sing among the saints.
Now, she said, Essence Christo dini mojana to who not in a trini egu sunti. When yankupo huwa, oh my daughter, oh my son, oh me babema me baba, no de ni de to hushia. Fred. Essence, oh who Christo nu wo wumu. Who can you bronosu so was a Christo? On namatrini fonumu nani bedjiwa wuhu. San wanya media yo.
I say to you, you will see evil no more.
Hallelujah. Ooh, who bunny bio. I receive.
Because the enemy has been cast out.
It's also bon sam no ya chanachini. Amen.
Even death.
Oh, wompo.
Some people say that death is in the hands of God.
Ebinum so wo wo nyamin sem.
I'll tell you something today. Death is not in the hands of God.
Oh, wo enyo nyamin sem.
Some people say that death is in the hands of the devil. I say to you, death is not in the hands of the devil. Do you know where death is? It is on your tongue. Everybody who dies said with his mouth that I will die. The Bible says that death and life is in the power of God. No! Death and life is in the hands of the devil. No! Do you know who you are? Do you know how God sees you? In the kingdom system, he puts everything into your hands. Because you are a king. And you decide when you will go. By what you say. And by your lifestyle. You will go. At a certain time.
Yeah, but today, yeah.
Just by you, your life. The way you handle yourself. The way you are angry with people by heart. The way you don't talk with you, become sensitive. Everything hurts you.
Forgive.
Death and life is in the power of your tongue. He said, with long life will I satisfy you. When you are satisfied, then you yourself let death come to take you. I want you to know from today, God has taken the sting of death, the way that death can do what he likes. He has taken it away from us.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has the keys of death and hell.
Christo kuta owo any hell safo.
And he said, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of God. That you will determine things. The response of heaven, whether angels will come and collect you or not, you will decide it.
Wasisa ube fraso obo fosi ya mefa uko fientam.
Wow. The Bible says that if, can we all say if?
Bible say if.
If this tabernacle in which we are, if it is destroyed, not when it is destroyed.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
2 Corinthians 5:1. He says that what we are longing for is that immortality will come and swallow up this one. Eh? Come and swallow this body. Not that this body will go and immortality will come. No! No! God's word, God's thing in the kingdom system of Jesus is that you are fully in charge. Not when this body goes. He says, if it's destroyed, we have a heavenly one, which is there. And even in this, we are groaning, longing, not that we will put off this one or we will die, but that we will be superimposed. Because Jesus Christ brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Wow. Wow.
Or say.
Wow.
And can you when you are my yenese wa hinium no? Or the idea in a say and sa. Nempo sani pedia no tiesempe wa. Ya one ya strong himemu de. Nan susum po on pesa ya betu we ya chinamo ma pese. Or strong himemu de na en wuno. And can you be mini way? Preocupe.
No more debt.
Oh, wobi ani wobi on shorter crema ye.
Speak in the name of Jesus.
Kasawa yesumu.
No more death.
Oh, wobi ani hobi ob.
No more death.
Oh, wobi ani hobi ob.
You have to take that charge over your family.
Wakasawa busu anu kremu somu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it is in your power. It is in your power as a king. He died for you that you will not die. He took your sin that you will not sin. He took the judgment for your sin that you will not be judged for your sins. That understanding that it's God who is doing this, it's not God. I said it's not God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants us to receive just His love. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Because God loves you. Let us put Jesus' work, His person and His work, fully into our lives, into our day.
Mama ya fa Christo no. Ani na dwuma obeye na ya fa hye ya bra ba mu prekope.
Fully into this church.
Mama ya fa ni nyina hye asori
mu. Not partially.
Fabi.
Full recognition.
Say ya begia tum na ye hu ni prekope.
Of Jesus.
Wo Yesu.
Hallelujah.
Ya wa je.
The next thing I want to talk to you about, wow, our kingdom ministry.
Wow.
Is that in kingdom ministry we do not just go to God. But God comes to us. I said that in this era in which we are, God does not just want us to go to Him. He wants to come to us. You remember in the first kingdom era in Eden, the Bible says that the voice of God, Jesus, was walking among the trees of the garden, looking for Adam. Not Adam going to seek the face of God, but God seeking Adam.
Now, wow. Okay, can I Genesis, I was say, now when you go upon any aye Christo no, and then I'm true no man shisha Adam, and ya Adam na ne shisha wanya me.
Are you excited about that?
When ya jiwa husa.
Are you excited that under the kingdom ministry of Jesus, God comes to you. His word comes to you. Telling you, if you are struggling, you are not in the kingdom system. Because there is no struggle.
Na ne de wo mu ne se wo onyame ahenia ne hyehyeye mu no enye ye ne koprehwe wo nyame na mo nyame ene ehyehye yen esan se wo bodi asumdwe na brain ti se atete bi ni aso a enye na ye nyame nante wo nyame ahenia no mu ye.
Religion, in religion, man is seeking for God.
Na wo nipa sumu no onipa na ehyehye wo nyame.
In the kingdom, God is seeking for man.
Na wo nyame ahenia mu de wo nyame na ehyehye nipa.
So Jesus Christ comes around looking for us when we did not even ask for him.
Ano ti Kristo ba be hyehye yen po wo bra ye hyehye Kristo.
Because ladies and gentlemen, in the kingdom system of God, God's supply, it far exceeds our demand.
Na wo nyankopon ahenia mu no ade a wo nyame wo no ne bebrebre aye no edo so bro so sin aye bisa wo nyame.
In other words, in God's kingdom system, he gives us abundance, he gives us more than we need.
Na wo nyame ne hyehye na ahenia hyehye mu omaye me bro so ne aye nkasa ye hyehye po.
You want 10 Ghana cities? In the kingdom system, God does not want to meet your need. He wants to overmeet the need.
I receive it. Na wo nyankopon ahenia num hyehye ne se sɛ wohwehwɛ 10 Ghana onyankopɔn wɔ bɛma 10 Ghana ne pɛ o 100,000 million Ghana na ɔde bɛma o.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the kingdom system, you care about your job and how you're going to put food on the table. But God looks at you and he cares for you more than you yourself, you care for yourself. He doesn't care about family alone and giving you provision. He cares about your spiritual life. He cares about your intellectual life. He cares about your emotional life. Whereas you are looking at your marriage, God is looking at your marriage and he's looking at your spiritual life. He's looking at your impact in the world. God is El Shaddai.
Hallelujah.
He is more than enough.
Hallelujah.
He came to give us life.
Yes.
And to give us more.
Yes.
Abundantly.
Hallelujah. Na mra wo wo shisha sa wanyame shira me na ma me odiane kakra me ni no onyame be ma wa ma brosa obe ma wa jirimu da ho obe ma wa nyanimpa obe ma wa namo yesisiye emra wo shisha sa wa wari be ye ye kaka no onyame ma wa wari ye kaka wa de be ma na be ma wa jirimu da ho obe ma wo ma koyie wa busio be koyie na wankasa so wa yemfaso edia ma be bi de wo wo no. Hallelujah.
So you look at yourself and you say that, but God, you are not answering my prayer.
Oh, shall so nyame me pa bo unye yi anu nyame. Why?
God, all that I need is a visa.
Onyame visa.
All that I need is to fly abroad.
Oh, radim pese mi to wi.
All that I need is a job.
Radim hia juma pe.
All that I need is a house.
Onyame dan pe na mi.
If I get that house.
Se mi nya sa dan.
And if I get that contract.
Na mi nya se juma.
God is looking beyond that.
Onyame sha tra sa.
He's looking at other aspects of your life.
Oh, show abroad bo nu baby fam.
Because he cares for you.
Esa se wa
and whereas you are not looking for it, he comes around looking to bless you over there also.
I receive it.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen,
it.
If you struggle for everything in your life, you are not in the kingdom system. You struggle and contrive and you shake,
hey,
before you get anything from God.
Hey.
If you do not fast, God doesn't do anything for you.
Hey.
I am telling you, you are not in the kingdom system of God. In the kingdom system, God takes the focus from you unto himself. That is why you must be careful. When you are going to a warfare at your own charges, you must be careful, because the tendency for you to glorify yourself is there. But when you go at the charges of God, then you have no grounds to boast. When you receive that blessing, just because you just prayed and things were happening.
Hey.
I mean, you just ask God for 10 and God gives you 100. You look at it and you are mesmerized by his love. You look at it and you say, the Lord, this breakthrough, this thing, it is not me. Because your supply is more than my demand.
Hallelujah.
Because you came looking for me.
Hallelujah.
Because in the kingdom system,
hallelujah,
God wants to take our eyes off us and he wants to put our eyes on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And on himself.
Ha-ha.
So in the kingdom system, ladies and gentlemen, we do not always come to this place to look for God. When we enter this place, God should be here. Where are you? And God should be doing his thing.
What a shock. Bon samaradi. Hallelujah. What's your share? Onyame wo waye wadwe se wo kwakwoje tangana no. Wanya papa tangana do de den. Onyame onyame petepepe osikani belebele odema wo shiegu ho. Eno ti odema wanya wo na wo beka se me na ma ye adwuma na makwoje me contract na wanya wo ne hwan. Onyame be shira wo ma wo beka sakasa by heart. I receive it also je. Na wo sisa wo de ma wo o ma wo se wo beka se me me wo bentin na ma no odenti na menya. Me asume si na minima adwuma. Yeye wosu enti na menya onyame be shrawa ma be joka sa awrade na den aden de awrade tobo tobo hallelujah uya usi hey we de anyamia anyame na maye hallelujah anyame na maye eye awrade na waye to anyame opese wo yi wu weni fi wankasa wo ho so mu we shrawa kase na smini de abanya sa awrade je eye wo na ade ma menyame mimitumi nya hwe sanu anyame ye na di.
There was a time in my life everything that I was looking for, I had to pray, I had to, I mean, really exert myself.
Na maybe see wo ma bra bo mu asem hia bibia eh en pa ba nu o si just a vim pa yankasa na de beba.
If I don't do things well, carefully, just pray and cover all the prayer topics, all the areas and all that. I mean, if I do not do it well, you see that the thing will pass me by.
Na sam men do yesa wa mompaya no sia nyan kontra no sia. No wa mompaya wo so bo nyina de tuetue etokro bia. Wo be hwana tokro kitue bia beda otrom na de na fa hokko.
And I remember I asked God, God, why?
Na mi oso bi so nyame na den na ma me bresa.
Do you know that there are some things that the way your life is, sometimes you know, you don't understand, but sometimes you know that this one is not the correct one.
Now, yeah,
you are living in it. You get success by it. All right. Mm. But you know there is something, it's not very correct.
Was ya debu or how to say, oh, would ye wom then? And so I then I could say something which is there. You may be ye.
So I ask God, why?
It's a right side.
Why?
Then.
This thing I'm talking to you about is not easy, oh.
I
was in tears. Oh God, why? 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 There's something wrong.
Pastor cried. Why?
Why? But everything, I have to be very, very meticulous, very, I have to pay the price and those things. Ah!
Na bibi bia ro ba bi se urade bia wo se wo ye wo bom pa ye bibi adeda ni kwem tse aho chiri bebrebe aden.
Until God said to me,
and son of Yami Biana no akasa.
The thing I'm talking to you about is, it's a whole thing, oh. It's a whole thing I'm telling you.
That there were revelation, and
I'm talking about my life, what I went through. It's a whole major thing. But you see, when you are struggling,
and
the struggle makes you put your eyes on yourself.
Na sa or titina ufem na mawusha wo wo huan.
And on your efforts.
Anyway, juma wo ya.
You know that it's not of God.
No one who say fio nyami.
Because you think more about your sacrifice than the sacrifice of Jesus. And you feel that because you didn't do this, that's why God will not do that. Hey. Abba.
Into bounce out to us, oh, sad your way, me, ye, intina monya, me, one, ya, me, sir, some, me, can, ya, man, can, ye, and I'm a bass,
is God that wicked?
Oh, to ya, miss, and it's more, ah, dang.
So I didn't pray nicely along some lines. I prayed this line, I didn't pray that line. So God will allow a bad thing to happen to me, and then maybe I have to be meticulous and very careful and cover all the grounds.
And uti, Empire now was some bonus and me buffer her mom buffer hunty. When yammy wa my dear, you may quack. When yammy identity, I'm empire and me ba. I was some butcher me wounding as she and me genuine.
I tell you, there is a lie for us.
Hallelujah.
I said there is a lie for us. If you read the same Hebrews where we took our text from,
so who can come Hebrew? Yeah, be one.
He says that we have a table.
I see your weapon
like a banquet table.
It is a puna yatunicassia.
And he says that those who are in the old system are not qualified to eat from it. That is where he was talking out, and he came to God shaking things and we receiving a kingdom and things like that. The kingdom models of things. That is what I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a table, there is a blessing for us, which we access by the new and living way, by Jesus and what he has done for us. We assess it by God coming. God coming. Next year you receive blessings.
I receive it. I receive it double.
Because you put aside the old understanding of how the Christian life is.
And
you'll be more focused on the grace of Jesus. And you'll be more focused on the person of Jesus. You'll be more focused on what he has done for you. That new and living way. Where we can assess God and the blessings of God. We want to pray these things into our church. 15 things. I've shared only 2 things. But God, I believe, wants us to pray that in our coming years, in this 12th month, 12th year of the church, we will fully embrace His system. His system.
Now, why ya wo yen fie du mienumu na ya kono de kwa afefofrom no no. Yen yankasa ya beji won yankopon ne hyehyeye no atum.
His model.
Onu ankasa yankopon ne hyehyeye no.
Not the one that came because of human weakness, Moses and Elijah and Elisha and all those people. His system.
Enye hyehyeye a ebaye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You came from heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other Kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.